Hi, and welcome to the Powered by Hearts podcast. My name is Brie McDermott-King, and in this podcast, I get to sit down with some of the University of Hertfordshire's most inspiring graduates to discuss how they overcame their biggest challenges and to learn how they achieved their professional success. I also get to help you get ahead in your career by getting specialist advice from Hearts experts. Today, we're going to talk about how to start and run a successful business. And I'm very excited to be joined by Raphael Sofoluke, who is not only a Hearts graduate, but is the founder of the UK Black Business Show and UK Black Business Week. So in 2020, Raphael was chosen by Forbes as one of 25 leading Black British business people to follow. And last year, he was appointed as one of the University of Hertfordshire's Entrepreneurs in Residence, where he gets to advise and support students, staff, and businesses. Hey, Raphael, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How's it going? How's everything?
Good. Busy. Yeah, it's been a busy start to the year, but yeah, all good.
Awesome. So obviously this is the Hearts podcast. And so I want to start with your time at the university. So you graduated in 2013 and your degree was in business and law. So what was your time like? How was the course?
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. Uni's always fun, isn't it? And yeah, I probably loved law more than business at that point. So yeah, I loved law. I actually was able to do law GCSE in school, which really kind of whet my appetite for it. And I had like a really, really cool teacher as well. So yeah, it was definitely something I wanted to take on in uni. So law was probably the most exciting part of my degree at that point. But funny enough, as soon as kind of I finished uni and I was just like, I just want to make money. I was like, oh my gosh, law is like long, 7 years to, so I just like, just found kind of any job, kind of went into sales. And then kind of, yeah, my business journey kind of started from there in terms of like learning sales through working at different places and just kind of being creative and thinking of different ideas. But yeah, really, really enjoyed my time at Hertfordshire. Made some really great friends. Actually, some of the people that work for me now are people I met at Hertfordshire.
Wow.
Which is, I don't think I've actually mentioned that before. So yeah, great time at uni.
That's amazing. So you found community, like long-lasting community at the university as well.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Not only I've got friends as well who I've met there who are really, really good friends now, and I speak to them quite often. So yeah, it's a really, really good place to just build connections, whether that's personally or professionally.
So you graduated in 2013, and then we're taken to 2017, where you actually started the UK Black Business Show and UK Black Business Week, which have been huge successes. And I just want to read and speak about some of the speakers you've had. If I can name a few, you've had Stephen Bartlett from Dragon's Den and the Diary of a CEO podcast. You've had Rennie Edo-Lodge, who I personally love. And you've had BBC Radio 2 DJ Trevor Nelson, the legend. And that's all at the UK Black Business Show. So can you just talk to us about how it started and then how you got to this place where you have all these incredible icons, yeah, featured at your show?
Yeah, sure. I think you mentioned definitely three of my favorites as well. But alongside that, we've had like Kanye King from the Mobos.
Oh, I love
Sir Trevor MacDonald, Lenny Henry. We've had Akala speak at our Birmingham show as well. So yeah, I think in terms of my journey and how I got there, because 4 years after I graduated, it was pretty much kind of what I was talking about earlier. I jumped into sales. Mm-hmm. And really kind of like a lot of people, I didn't know what I wanted to go into after uni, even though I studied law and business and I loved law. But then when I got into sales, I realized I was good at sales. So then my career started kind of, I was going to different places. And then it was at a sales job where I got the opportunity to sell on a big show called the UK Investor Show, kind of hence the inspiration. And yeah, it was a brilliant show. Like I sold on it. First of all, I was one of the best at selling stands for it. But then when I actually went to the show, it was huge. And I had never seen anything like it. And now obviously I'm really, really embedded in the event industry. The event industry brings so much to the UK economy, but we always laugh and say it's one of the industries, the most unknown industry, because you can have an event that's going on at the Excel Centre and there's 40,000 people there, but some people just don't know what is going on.
Right.
So there's so many events that take place. And so I went to this show, UK Investor Show, huge amount of people, and I couldn't see anyone, literally couldn't see anyone black there. Whether that was like on the panels, whether that was the audience attending, and it just felt crazy. Like I could not see thousands of people there. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if actually there was something like this for the black community in which they could also network on a large scale environment? Because it was an opportunity that, black professionals, entrepreneurs were certainly missing out on. From what I saw, there were some great conversations taking place. So yeah, it's funny where we're speaking. So today's actually the 8-year anniversary of when I started the
No
show,
way.
which
Oh
is
my
crazy.
gosh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so amazing.
So it's crazy. Today's eight years since we launched UK
Wow.
Black, which since I've launched it, since I thought of the idea. So
That's amazing.
yeah, I was just like, okay, cool. Let me create the show. So from 6 months from the day I thought of it, I think it works out 6 months. Yeah. I just yeah, decided to do it. I didn't have kind of much money. I bootstrapped, so kind of self-funded it. Each year started kind of using the money from the show just to make the show better rather than spending the money. And then, yeah, it's grown from strength to strength, really. And now, our show this year, we're expecting 15,000 attendees across the week, gone from a one-day show to a whole week, and work with a lot of the biggest companies in the world, who are partners of us, the likes of JP Morgan to Burberry to Amex to McDonald's to EY, Deutsche Bank, you name it. So we help them in terms of recruiting black talent, talent attraction, but also helping black entrepreneurs. And then, yeah, that journey has also led us to create Birmingham Black Business Show. So that takes place in June. That's a one-day show. And then I've got the Black Tech Achievement Awards as well, which I run, in the UK and now US. So we run our first Black Tech Achievement Awards in Times Square, this year on the 26th of February. And we've got the UK version tomorrow. This is a great podcast because
Amazing.
it's like everything's going on while you're it's like
Like
anniversary today, event
the
tomorrow.
timing is incredible. Honestly, no, that's thank you so much for taking us through that timeline. Wow, what a journey. That's really, really encouraging to hear. Just to yeah, to see how, and it actually helps my next question because I wanted to speak to skills that you need to start a business, right? But as you described the journey from like idea conception to you actually executing those ideas, I kind of picked up on quite a few skills that it sounded like you had. So you already spoke about sales and how good you were at it, but also you identified a need and an opportunity, and then you also spoke about bootstrapping and how I guess that's like being responsible with the profit you make and how to put that back into the business. So yeah, can you just speak to the skill set you needed to start and then what you think other people also need in addition to those?
It's yeah, great question. Very, very great question. And also, I want to go back to something that you said earlier that also triggered something in me. Just about I'll go back to it later. It's about community, which I thought is a really, really important point as well.
Yeah.
But the skills you need, first, you need resilience. You need to be creative, and your business needs to stand out. One thing, I do a lot of mentoring now as well. One thing everyone thinks when they create a business is that it's unique. No one's ever done this before. When actually, yeah, it can be unique, but someone's probably done it, but you've just added your own spin to it. So, like my show, there's been shows, big shows, but there wasn't no black business show. So there are still people I can learn from, although there's no I can learn from who was doing a black business show. I can learn from people who've done big conferences and exhibitions. So I think one of the key skills is just, first of all, like understanding, researching your market, identifying the problem. Is this a problem that is just in affecting people in London? Is it just affecting people in Birmingham, Manchester? Is it the whole of the UK? Or is it the world, you know? And that's when you can see if actually, if you can start to solve a problem that a lot of people have, that's when you know that you've got a good business, you know? So making sure your business solves a problem, you just need to be resilient. And I wanted to take it back to community because it's 8 years, but there was times where I didn't have a full-time team. I was working part-time and juggling my work. And there was times where it wasn't making a lot of money or profit, etc. But it was the community that made me keep on doing this show because from the first day that I did the show, everyone was excited for the next year. Even though the first show was like 500 people, there were people that were like, "Where is the show? When's the date for it?" So, you know, when you're feeling tired, when you're feeling drained, it's that community that allowed me to continue to carry on the show because also I felt, how can I disappoint people who are gaining so much? And now, you know, people find jobs at the show, people find business partners at the show, you know, people make, you know, big connections. They partner with big companies like Ralph Lauren, you know, so many opportunities. So that's why I wanted to go back to that community element that you mentioned, which was so important. And I've got a book coming out with Penguin Business this year,
Oh my gosh, tell us more.
Together We Thrive, and it's all about community. Hasn't been announced officially in like public. It will be soon, but I think it's online on Penguin's website. Yeah, I thought I'd mention it anyway. But yeah, just so many skills. There's so much that you need, but what I would say is that you learn some of these things along the way. Some of the things that I wish I did was just make sure I had a mentor earlier on to cut out some of the mistakes. I wish I got an accountant earlier on as well. All of those little things. And yeah, I think I've gone off into a bit of a tangent, but
No, that's fine, and a great segue because I wanted to speak about the challenges. I wanted to first point out that yeah, I love that you spoke to how community helped you get through those low points and keep you going. But yeah, what are some other challenges that you faced in running a business? I think often when we speak about entrepreneurship, starting a business, running your own business, I think people get so hyper focused on the autonomy, right, that you have in doing so, and the control and the power and you know everything else, which I'm sure is a great part of it. But I can imagine that that's not often the day to day, and that actually there's peaks and troughs, and it's very much a roller coaster. So can you, yeah, just shed some light on some of the challenges you've faced and then overcome?
yeah, sure. It's so funny, but everyone thinks when you become a business owner or an entrepreneur, you're gonna have more time. You can take holidays. You can do this. Actually, you have less time. You're a business owner. You don't get holiday pay if you're just starting off. You know, if you go on holiday, then you're probably still gonna have to start. Like when you first start off, you're the marketer. You're the salesperson. You're the
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, there was like a really funny TikTok, and it was just like, when you're a business owner, you're a marketer, you're a PA. And it's the truth. At the beginning, you're
Yeah.
everything.
Every department.
So it's not as exciting as people think at the beginning.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are definitely the challenges, juggling that, but also your own life, because you've got life going on as well, right? You've got family. I've got 3 kids under 6. I've got married, I've got a wife. So it's juggling all of those elements. Which is difficult. But then also at the beginning, buy-in as well, you know. I don't think anyone had ever saw something like this as well. So I made sure the site looked amazing, looked brilliant. But then people were like, "Is this really happening? A black business show?" And some people didn't believe
Yeah.
it, because I had some decent speakers, and they thought, maybe is this a trick? Is this, you know? So
Right.
that was one of the challenges. There were some media partners as well who actually they didn't believe it would work. You know, 8 years ago. I am working with some of them now. I've forgiven them. But yeah, there's some big companies who was just like, "No, we're not, like, we don't think it's gonna work." And you know, that's one of the things, you know, resilience. My three things are execution, excellence, and longevity. If you can do those things, then you know, you can get buy-in from anyone. And it's not only about kind of the longevity, it's about, you know, executing, but also executing with excellence, right? And that's why we managed to get some of the big partners, some of the big speakers. Some of the speakers know about the show before we approach them now,
That's awesome.
which is great. You know, mentioned Stephen Bartlett. Stephen Bartlett said he spoke last year. He's like, I'm coming back next year.
I love that.
He's speaking again this year at the Excel Center, which is really exciting. So, some of those challenges that we had earlier on, we don't have now. But yeah, those I would say those were definitely, and then boots from a personal point, was using my own money. So bootstrapping. But one thing I'll say that's really, really good about bootstrapping is that actually it allows you to be really, really strategic. Because when you know you're using your own money and you could be out of pocket, you've got to make sure that everything that you make can pay for the venue. I had to pay for the venue, I had to pay for speakers, etc. So that was a challenge as well. And then yeah, juggling it, being a part-time as it kind of got bigger and bigger, and I was still kind of working, it was kind of difficult sneaking out well on my lunch break, making phone calls, speaking to sponsors, meeting, you know, some companies like Sky in the hotel next to my work, and then running back into my office. It was a real juggle. But these things, a lot of these things you have to go through. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's entrepreneurship is easy and being a business owner, and then it's going to be really smooth. A lot of the business owners I know that they've had to put in lots of hours. Maybe they haven't slept at some points, but now they've got teams as well, and now they can pass on things. Now I've got a marketing person, now I've got a salesperson, operations, you know, finance person. So I'm focusing on that, the strategy, etc. So those are the pro challenges that kind of everyone has when they start off.
I'm really, it's really encouraging to hear how you overcame them, and especially what you were saying about, juggling personal life, work-life balance, wearing all the hats. It's nice to now see you at a different place, and those like initial challenges have kind of solved themselves as you've grown. And I think that's encouraging for, the graduates and students to hear that it may start off like that because it's difficult to at the start, but it definitely won't stay like that. And as you grow, you will be able to bring in a team and bring in other expertise. And yeah, that's really good to hear. That's awesome. I mean, you spoke to some of the things you guys have got going on. You mentioned an event in the States. You mentioned a book. What are some of your proudest moments? You might still be kind of living them right now, but what are some of them that you'd like to share?
Proudest moments. You know what? I've always been really, really focused on the show doing well, and the impact that it has. Some of the things that kind of like I'm proud of and make me happy is like some of the stuff that I've mentioned is, you know, people getting jobs at the show or people meeting their business partners. Like for me, it's like that's like the impact that I want to make. I've had people who spoke at our first show in 2017, and no, sorry, they attended. Or they exhibited, and now they've got had their own shows on Channel 4. And I've seen people grow from coming to the show. Personally, I had some really, really cool moments as well. Like, you know, I had my book published in 2021, called Twice as Hard, which was alongside my wife, which was published by DK and Penguin, all about how, you know, the challenges Black professionals and entrepreneurs go through in the working world. So interview people like Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, to Trevor Nelson, to Munya, to Charlene White, to loads of Black entrepreneurs and professionals from both countries. So that was a really proud moment to have like my book in all of the shops, and obviously another book pending. US show is amazing to have. We've done our first US show, which is great, and hopefully some more stuff to come. And yeah, there's probably the Forbes as well was great. There's probably loads of little things that I can't remember, but yeah, really just kind of grateful for the impact, to be honest.
I was going to say that's a great position to be in. That there's lots of moments to choose from. But I mean, just the few that you shared are huge, really, really huge. So you are now an entrepreneur in residence at Hertfordshire. So can you just tell us a bit more about that role and then like what resources the university provide to support entrepreneurs?
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I think it's really, really cool because I feel like I would have been interested in entrepreneurship. I don't think it was there when so that the enterprise, but I don't think it was there when I was there. I don't think the students understand how lucky they are to have like the support, like the entrepreneurship support, because it is an avenue, it is a business, it is an option after uni, and it's good that universities are starting to teach that this is another route as well. As well as kind of working for a company. So very important. So yeah, entrepreneurship in residence really was really excited to be approached to have this role. And essentially, I'm here to support students on their entrepreneurship journey. I do mentoring for students. I also do classes. So I ran a class yesterday, last week. On I can't remember the topic now, but yeah, I kind of run a few different classes for Hartfisher, so that's really exciting, and I'm just there to lean on if kind of anyone
Yeah.
kind of needs advice on entrepreneurship, scaling their business, starting up, also help out with like the Flair Awards that they do as well, with some of the kind of business owners. Yeah, so yeah, essentially that's my role to kind of just support growth, entrepreneurship, and just be there for the students. It's only until I realize how much I know that I'm like, I definitely would love to pass this on.
Yeah.
So for me, this is like the type of things that like I want to do. There's a big campaign now going on that I'm doing with AXA and the Evening Standard, which is across the newspapers. Where we're giving 25K to two business owners, called the AXA Startup Angel Competition. So all of these things, and that they get mentoring from us. All of these things that I can do to like mentor people to help others. I love it. So yeah, it's definitely a perfect opportunity for me with hearts.
Yeah, no, that's really great to hear because I'm so passionate about people putting down the ladder, behind them. And I think there's more gravity behind it when it's someone who you share common ground with, like your university experience, So seeing a graduate come back and do what you're doing, it's really great. And I know it's going to be super impactful to students and recent graduates. So you did say you're there and available for them to lean on and give it, you could give advice to them. But for those listening to the podcast, is there any advice you could give right now to just graduates or students that are thinking about starting their business? So maybe they haven't taken the first step, but they're just playing around with the idea. What advice would you give?
Yeah, I'll say first a quote which I really like is you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. And the reason I love that quote is because it essentially it's like if you don't try, then you can't say you failed. You've missed already if you don't try it, right? So I think just try. Like I even missed that out. I had another event that I've done before UK Black Business Show. I created an event called Music and Banter, which was a music and comedy event. So I had like music artists and then comedians. So people like Mo the Comedian used to, Mo Gilligan used to perform at my shows, Kojo, loads of really, really cool people. But that was a business I love, and it was just mixing both of my passions, music and comedy. And it was an event, but it wasn't the business that I'm in now, but it surely was a stepping stone in me understanding events as well. So I think you have to start somewhere, right? And the business you start, it might not be the business that's going to take you to the next level, but it might be that stepping stone. So you need to start that one to do the one that takes you to the next level, if that makes sense. So yeah, just I think keep trying, resilience as well, and just utilize mentors and people around you. And yeah. Learn from your failures. Learn from your failures and your lessons. Learn from the no's. One thing that I learned was when I was speaking, so very early on, I was speaking to big sponsors from 2017, but they kept on saying no. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're interested, but they keep saying no. So it was me understanding what the sponsors and the corporate clients wanted. And it was like 2 years of no, then I was able to kind of tailor packages, etc., and really kind of understand them. So Don't just get no's or get have failure and be like and put your head down.
Yeah.
Get the no's and understand why they're a no, and use the failure as feedback to help you to grow.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I'm so grateful that you shared that there was an event that you had before the UK Black Business Show because, yeah, I think when you look at a lot of entrepreneurs' lives and careers, you find that there have been these stepping stones before there was the big thing that took off, you know? So thanks for sharing that. That's really, really powerful. And yeah, I feel like this is a good, you know, moment to remind those listening that, yeah, I feel like when you have the resources that the university provide, even failure is not real failure. It's just learning, right? And you have the support and a network of expertise like yourself, of people to help you break down what those lessons were and apply, you know, apply it for the next try. So yeah, that's I think mentioning failure is so important, and I'm sure it's encouraging those who are listening. So thank you so much for joining us today. I could honestly speak just all day about this and ask more questions, but I know you're very busy, so I won't. I hope you've enjoyed your time as well. Just before you go though, how can people keep up to date with what you've got going on? How can people either get involved or yeah, just stay in contact?
Yeah, sure. No, thank you. Thanks. You're a great interviewer, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can get in touch with me. Well, LinkedIn. So Raphael Sofaluk, Instagram. If you want to know anything about the shows, you can go on our website, so UK Black Business Show, .co.uk and UKBlackBusinessWeek.com, Birmingham Black Business Show, .co.uk and Black Tech Achievement Awards. So yeah, you can check out all of those websites. But yeah, personally, just kind of type my name in on the social channels and kind of follow me.
Amazing. Well, thank you once again. And yeah, all the best with the book.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Bri.